brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, there are countless new huge developments concerning the aftermath of Katrina, the Category 4 tropical storm that turned into a hurricane and ravaged the Gulf Coast area, decimating the historical city of New Orleans and displacing somewhere around 2 million plus people. A quarter million now already flooded into the state of Texas. Austin bulging with refugees from where I broadcast. Houston with several hundred thousand themselves. That's yesterday's numbers, 250-something thousand. Meanwhile, not one, not two, but now we're getting a report of three separate cities have the sheriffs in their counties holding back FEMA literally at gunpoint. They're not worried about holding back citizens. They're worried about holding back FEMA because sheriff's departments have recognized criminal activity when they see it. FEMA cutting their communication lines. FEMA not letting food and water get in. FEMA frustrating operations. They've been caught. And you got to compliment the folks in Louisiana. When they see federal corruption, they don't put up with it. So I commend the coon hind ends. There, I won't use any French here on air. They are certainly have some good attributes. But all over the country, we've had sheriffs and police chiefs and others throw out the feds. We've had 400-plus cities and now six or is it seven states throw out the Patriot Act, and the power does lie with the states. I don't care what the feds say. So big developments there, and there's a talk show host, Carol Baker, right here in Texas, and I've been interviewed by her several times, a great reporter. She's been watching this and tracking this. She's going to be on with us in 30 minutes because she's got more of the details than I do. And why don't I have more of the details? I don't want one caller to call in and tell me that you hope I get better or give me sympathy. I'm not looking for that. It's just that if I'm not operating mentally at 100% or if I'm a couple cards short of a full deck, I had the worst pain of my physical life last night for 4 hours. I had the worst migraine, and I've only had a few migraines, folks. I have them every couple of years. And this was so painful. I mean, a compound fracture felt better than this. This was so painful. And I mean, I got a headache right now. I got a blaring headache right now. It feels wonderful. I'm in heaven right now compared to what I was last night. I mean, hugging the toilet for 4 hours, folks. I mean, new levels of pain. I was actually almost having a spiritual experience. It was so bad. And so if it seems like I'm not all there or I bumble about a bit, it's because my wife tried to get me to not come into work today. But if we didn't have these now reports, confirmed reports of three different towns, counties throwing the feds out, because of FEMA conducting terrorist operations, and I'm serious when I say that, I would not be here right now. But we also have a military officer coming on who's blowing the whistle on corruption and problems in an hour, and I didn't want to cancel that. So I am here doing this broadcast. But if that migraine comes back, I'm going to have to leave. I should have thought to have Paul Watson waiting in the wings. He can do it by telephone if need be to interview these people. If I have to go, maybe we should call him and have him ready because I feel my lower brain at the spinal cord giving me that siren-like pulse of pain right now. Every time I start thinking complex thoughts, the migraine starts creeping back. But again, I will be here broadcasting as long as possible. But this thing's so painful. I mean, I go to my knees immediately. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, here's the CNN headline. Police, New Orleans completely destroyed. That's what they were saying last night. Police visit Baton Rouge to see devastated region again. Lord Bush traveling the state with the police, with the authorities, visiting Baton Rouge to see the devastated region again, saying the city was completely destroyed. The New Orleans deputy police chief on Monday urged remaining residents to get out because there is no power, drinkable water, or supply of food. Though they estimate that around 10,000 people are still in the city and are refusing to go, whether they're old or infirm, or simply don't have any place to go, or whether they are criminals planning further looting sprees, they don't know. So it's going to become, I guess, some type of weird no man's land of all of this going on. But the big report that Paul Watson and Ryan Slickhuysen and my wife, Violet Jones, as well, are working on, we have a guest coming on in about 20 minutes to talk about this, are reports that have been on Fox News, CNN, you name it, but just little blurbs. We first got an inkling of this Monday on Meet the Press. But just again, just small little pieces or fragments of it. Andrew Bouchard, Jefferson Parish president, or basically the mayor of the parish, the parish president, talked about how FEMA cut the communications lines, wouldn't let food or water in, was trying to tell the police what to do, not to save people. And so the sheriffs just threw them out and posted armed guards. And now in two separate counties or parishes, other sheriffs have done the same thing, and they've actually got armed guards on the highways stopping FEMA, because FEMA has been caught, again, ladies and gentlemen, cutting communications lines to terrorists. Again, this is hidden in plain view. You know, we caught the British government running drills on 7/7, and it was reported by major national British television, but no one paid attention to it. We made an article out of it. We wrote an article about it, and then it got picked up and was the biggest story on the internet for about a week. Literally, it was rated as one of the biggest stories, but the biggest news item. You know, usually some bimbo is always number one, but for news we were number one with that particular story, just because we pointed out something hidden in plain view. Well, again, I don't care if another website does this. I don't know if I can get my people to do it quick enough because they're all burnout and busy and whatever. So somebody better get on this. Somebody better put two and two together and get this out now. Because we got multiple towns. We got multiple cities throwing the feds out. We have areas of Louisiana in open rebellion against the feds because the feds have been caught cutting communications and frustrating the aid. They've been doing it day one because FEMA wants martial law. And to get martial law and to sell us on New Orleans being a end cap or kind of a promotional display for the rest of the country in the future. I mean, they've been making preparations since the early 80s, shortly after they were founded in 1979 by Jimmy Carter. I have hearings from Congress. You know, in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, this is how long we've been talking about this. We're in Congress. They admit that they want to use crises to get martial law. It's about control. And so they didn't want to supply food and water to people so things would break down so they could do this to sell us on this. But thank God, and I mean thank God, that the police are seeing what's happening and are keeping these terrorists, and folks, they are terrorists, out of their areas. But again, here it is hidden in plain view, and now we've found out this is going on in other areas. This has been on Fox, been on CNN now. We haven't gotten those clips yet. But we've got a reporter coming on who's been seeing this on TV, who's been making phone calls there in has family in Louisiana. This is going on. This is really on the local news there. And we need to get these stories together. We need to put them together and point this out for people. Again, here's the headline for everybody. All I want is for this to be gotten out. Okay? This is the headline. Louisiana parishes in rebellion against FEMA. FEMA caught carrying out terrorist operations, sabotaging relief effort on purpose. Then give the reason why, their history, show some of their executive orders and the documents and the admissions of where they're actually doing this. This is huge. Believe me, I wouldn't be on air right now with a migraine headache. I'd be in bed. But I drug myself in here. I'm literally holding on to the microphone because this is so important. All right, let's go ahead and play this clip from Face the Nation. Again, this is just part one of all this evidence coming out. This is Andrew Bouchard, Jefferson Parish president, the mayor of this major parish, breaking down and crying. But look at the tidbits in there. FEMA caught cutting communications. They're criminals. Here it is. Roll it.
President Broussard, let me start with you. You just heard the Director of Homeland Security's explanation of what has happened this last week. What is your reaction?
We have been abandoned by our own country. Hurricane Katrina will go down in history as one of the worst storms ever to hit an American coast. But the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina will go down as one of the worst abandonments of Americans on American soil ever in U.S. history. I am personally asking our bipartisan congressional delegation here in Louisiana to immediately begin congressional hearings to find out just what happened here, why did it happen, who needs to be fired, and believe me, they need to be fired right away because we still have weeks to go in this tragedy. We have months to go. We have years to go. And whoever's at the top of this totem pole, that totem pole needs to be chainsawed off, and we've got to start with some new leadership. It's not just Katrina that caused all these deaths in New Orleans here. bureaucracy has committed murder here in the greater New Orleans area, and bureaucracy has to stand trial before Congress now. It's so obvious. FEMA needs more congressional funding. It needs more presidential support. It needs to be a cabinet-level director. It needs to be an independent agency that will be able to fulfill its mission to work in partnership with state and local governments around America. FEMA needs to be empowered to do the things that was created to do. It needs to come somewhere like New Orleans with all of its force immediately, without red tape, without bureaucracy, act immediately with common sense and leadership, and save lives. Forget about the property. We can rebuild the property. It's got to be able to come in and save lives. We need strong leadership at the top of America right now in order to accomplish this and to reconstructing FEMA.
Mr. Purcell, okay. Hold on, sir. Shouldn't the mayor of New Orleans and the governor of New Orleans bear some responsibility? Couldn't they have been much more forceful, much more effective, and much more organized in evacuating the area?
Sir, they were told, like me, every single day, the cavalry's coming. On a federal level, the cavalry's coming, the cavalry's coming, the cavalry's coming. I have just begun to hear the hoofs of the cavalry. The cavalry's still not here yet, but I've begun to hear the hoofs, and we're almost a week out. Let me give you just three quick examples. We had Walmart deliver three trucks of water, trailer trucks of water. FEMA turned them back. They said we didn't need them. This was a week ago. FEMA, we had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on a Coast Guard vessel docked in my parish. The Coast Guard said, come get the fuel right away. When we got there with our trucks, they got a word. FEMA says, don't give you the fuel. Yesterday, FEMA comes in and cuts all of our emergency communication lines. They cut them without notice. Our sheriff, Harry Lee, goes back in. He reconnects the line. He posts armed guards on our line and says, no one's getting near these lines. Sheriff Harry Lee said that if America, American government would have responded like Walmart has responded, we wouldn't be in this crisis. But I want to thank Governor Blanco for all she's done and all the leadership. She sent in the National Guard. I just repaired a breach on my side of the 17th Street Canal that the Secretary didn't foresee, a 300-foot breach. I just completed it yesterday with convoys of National Guard and local parish workers and levee board people. It took us 2.5 days working 24/7. I just closed it. Right. I'm telling you, most importantly, I want to thank my public employees that have worked 24/7. They're burnt out, the doctors, the nurses. And I want to give you one last story, and I'll shut up and let you tell me whatever you want to tell me. The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in St. Bernard Nursing Home. And every day she called him and said, are you coming, son? Is somebody coming? And she said, yeah, Mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday. And she drowned it Friday night. She drowned it Friday night.
Mr. President,
nobody's coming to get us. Nobody's coming to get us. The Secretary has promised. Everybody's promised. They've had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences. For God's sakes, shut up and send us somebody.
Just take a pause, Mr. President. While you gather yourself in your very emotional times, I understand. Let me go to Governor Haley Barbour of Mississippi.
Yeah, one of the engineers of all this. Okay, let's just stop right there. Now, notice this poor fellow. Basically, he's the county commissioner. He's the parish president there. And notice he doesn't see the big picture. He's a good person. You can tell that. And he's like, FEMA needs total power, total control, so this doesn't happen again. They did have total power. We have the executive orders. We posted them for total martial law. They could instantly fix things in other areas, instantly get in and help people. Here he is. He's got the evidence. They're cutting communications lines, not letting water in, not letting food in. They need to create a crisis to demonstrate that they don't have enough power to then legitimize the use of the power they've always had. This is the martial law.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
Carol Baker, talk show host right here in Texas, coming on, who's been kind of collecting and collating all the information about the open rebellion against the feds. And boiling it down, during the break, I was sending an instant message to Paul with what I think the headline should be. And it's just simply multiple parishes or multiple local governments in open rebellion against FEMA. FEMA caught sabotaging relief efforts on day one. Parishes post armed police to guard key infrastructure from federal government. See, this isn't a joke. FEMA's true mission is the martial law takeover of America. So they need a deteriorating situation, a out of control, riotous climate, so they have a pretext to come in and take control, and then again use New Orleans as an area to demonstrate the police state. To give us more help, take all our rights. You know, that poor mayor that we just played a clip of, the Paris president, on Face the Nation, and he just goes, FEMA needs total power, total control, cabinet-level position, to really get in there and take over. See, he doesn't know about the executive orders. He doesn't know about NORTHCOM. He doesn't know about all the preparations. He doesn't know that they deliberately stood down. But then he really does know that, because then he goes on to admit cutting their communications, blocking water and food the first few days. They, folks, I have the Senate hearings from 1986 where it all came out that this was the plan. They actually talked about if there was a hurricane and it broke things down and there was any type of bedlam that the government could seize and get martial law and the people would then accept it. And see, under martial law, you won't complain about all the bid rigging and no-bid contracts and government corruption and the takeover of our society, don't you? And listen, I had Paul Craig Roberts on yesterday. I mean, this is the number two man at the Department of Treasury, a presidential appointee in the Reagan administration. Literally one of the fathers of Reaganomics. I mean, he was the chief economist. He came up with the tax cuts. I mean, this is a real conservative. By the way, he didn't agree with the spending increases. He did want the tax cuts, and I agree with him. Being more hardcore than I was yesterday, going, look, they want martial law. This is to train us to accept it. And I've just been thinking about this hard for a week, looking at all the evidence, really busting my brain, folks. I mean, really cracking my brain, thinking hard. I've been so worried about this. I've been really thinking deep. I mean, really focusing. You know, just as hard as I can. And I did have those epiphanies, you know, enough of the information to see clearly what was happening. Most of you had already seen it. I've just been so close to this for so long. I mean, listeners of this show 5-6 days ago saw it. But, you know, I just, this is just such murdering pieces of filth. Let's go to Carlos in California first. I'm going to go to Robert and Tom and others. We got several guests coming up. Carlos, welcome, my friend.
Yes. It's very discouraging what's going on across our country here. As far as I'm concerned, the Illuminati has pulled a second 9/11 on us here.
They pulled it. Something even bigger. It's horrible.
It's horrible. Of course, you know, the first time they blamed Bin Laden, which is nothing but a decoy. Now they're probably going to blame the weather. You know, our country has been able to manipulate the weather for 20, 25 years. They've had control of it. They sold the technology to the Russians. Various countries across the world can manipulate the weather. When this happened, I have no doubt whatsoever that they have manipulated the weather. They have stirred the hurricane directly onto New Orleans. And the ramifications, of course, is exactly what you said. To use it as an experiment to see how martial law was going to progress, how people behave in emergency situations.
Well, Carlos, I know weather control's real. And yes. I know that it's a possibility. But what I can prove is that they premeditatedly didn't let aid in, sabotaged the police, we're now learning, so things would fall apart. So we call for FEMA to be expanded.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm a very cynical person because I've read so much on conspiracies and most of it turned out to be true that I do believe, 99% of me believes, the hurricane was created, was manipulated. So was the tsunami last year. I know people are going to think that they're
I'll tell you what, Carlos, do you want to add anything on the other side or are you done? You want to talk some more?
Oh, yes, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Stay there. We'll be right back. We got Carol Baker coming up and a bunch of your other calls and stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I'm going to let Carlos in California listen to us on one of our great affiliates out there. I'll let him finish up here, and then we're going to go to Carol Baker. I've been on her talk show several times out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and she's been doing some great research on multiple towns. She told me about two. I was already aware of one, then she told me about two. They confirmed that second one. Now I've got a report of a third town where they have to guard the key communications, police communications, where they have to guard the food deliveries and things and water from FEMA, who will grab it, who will steal it, who will block it. I mean, literally, police try to bring food and water into people. And FEMA is just running around trying to bring the state of Louisiana down right now. And folks, it's so clear. We've caught them red-handed now. I mean, this is unbelievable. In fact, I want to play this in about 10 minutes again. Cue up the last minute or two of that clip with the parish president where he's talking about them cutting the communications lines and not letting them get food and water into people. Not commandeering it, folks. Cutting it. Destroying police communications. Because they want total bedlam. They understand. They cut the lines, and then they just sit down, and literally the FEMA is such scum, the leadership, that they will laugh at people. They will laugh at families. The troops were told, and some of the troops were freaking out over this. that they're just sit there and play cards and smoke cigarettes while people die and beg and plead. And then, see, finally, then the regular army can go in and FEMA can and go, well, look, we saved you. See, ending posse comitatus saved you. Problem, create a crisis. Problem, reaction, solution. Carlos, finish up what you were saying from California.
Well, yes. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the New World Order, the Illuminati, has found a way to depopulate the world. That's one of the agendas, by manipulating the weather. Look, in the 1980s in Ethiopia, thousands of people died of hunger because of the drought that was created. I believe the Illuminati was involved in that, manipulated the weather. Then we got the tsunami last year for hundreds of thousands of people. Here we got 10, 15,000 people forecasted to be dead. They found a swift way of getting rid of people. And nobody's going to suspect them, of course. They've had an agenda to depopulate the world. They want to get it down to a billion or so. So they come up with multiple scenarios of doing it. This is one way of doing it.
Carlos,
and so I just think people have to wake up. We're under attack.
Well, I appreciate your call. Again, for those that are just joining us, I have the Secretary of Defense, Cohen, quote, well, actually, here it is. Other terrorists are even engaging in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, shut off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations, and it's real, and that's why we have to intensify our counterterrorism efforts. Secretary of Defense William Cohen, an April 97 counterterrorism conference sponsored by former Senator Sam Nunn, quoted from the DOD news briefing and DOD news, Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen at the Conference on Terrorism, Weapons of Mass Destruction, U.S. Strategy, University of Georgia, Athens, April 28, 1997. And then I have Owning the Weather by 2025, put out by the Pentagon, where they admit they already own the weather. And then we have the 2977 bill introduced talking about all of this. I mean, it was in the news, what, 4 or 5 months ago. It was the 60th anniversary of winning World War II for the Russians. And Bush and all of them went over there, and Jacques Chirac and the rest of them, and Tony Blair. And it was raining real hard that day, and Russian trucks pulled out with these big antennas and jets flew over, and they said, we're going to clear the sky. And the media said, they can't do that, and they zapped it, and the sky cleared. And again, I mean, I know this sounds kooky, but not really anymore. A lot of you seen the Weather Channel's hour-long documentary where they admit it, and they were controlling the weather and making huge storms hit North Vietnam as early as 1969. But again, I only cover what I can prove. Do these technologies exist? Yes. We have proof the government or some government did this. Very bizarre tracks of these last few hurricanes. In fact, unheard of. But weather changes. So I'm not going to say the government's doing it, okay? What I can conclusively say is FEMA is running around. We now have reports confirmed in two parishes. Another report confirmed that the police are basically standing off with FEMA, but in the third one, but we don't know the details of the third. Because they've caught FEMA cutting communications lines systematically, not letting food and water get in. I mean, stopping police, folks. And they've been doing this since day one. And so we're going to go to Carol Baker, and we're also going to queue up that clip again, not the whole long four-minute clip, but just the last half of it, where he talks about how they're cutting the... Oh, you have... Let's play that clip one more time, and then we'll go to Carol Baker. Yeah, just back it up again. I want to tell folks who it is. This is Andrew, he is Andrew Bouchard. Again, forgive me, folks. I got a migraine headache today. I'm kind of out of it. Andrew Bouchard, and he is the Jefferson Parish president. That's like the county judge or the president of parishes in Louisiana. French system, and he breaks down and cries. I mean, he's a human being. He breaks down and cries. See, FEMA had to do this to get even more power. 9/11's kind of worn out for him, so now we know deliberately, by not giving aid, they've caused this. We know deliberately they have engineered this. Here it is.
We need strong leadership at the top of America right now in order to accomplish this and to reconstructing FEMA.
Mr. Grisard, let me ask, hold on, sir. Shouldn't the mayor of New Orleans and the governor of New Orleans bear some responsibility? Couldn't they have been much more forceful, much more effective, and much more organized in evacuating the area?
Sir, they were told, like me, every single day, the cavalry's coming. On a federal level, the cavalry's coming. The cavalry's coming. The cavalry's coming. I have just begun to hear the hoofs of the cavalry. The cavalry's still not here yet, but I've begun to hear the hoofs, and we're almost a week out. Let me give you just three quick examples. We had Walmart deliver three trucks of water, trailer trucks of water. FEMA turned them back. They said we didn't need them. This was a week ago. FEMA, we had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on a Coast Guard vessel docked in my parish. The Coast Guard said, come get the fuel right away. When we got there with our trucks, they got a word. FEMA says, don't give you the fuel. Yesterday, FEMA comes in and cuts all of our emergency communication lines. They cut them without notice. Our sheriff, Harry Lee, goes back in, he reconnects the line, he posts armed guards on our line and says no one's getting near these lines. Sheriff Harry Lee said that if American government would have responded like Walmart has responded, we wouldn't be in this crisis. But I want to thank Governor Blanco for all she's done and all her leadership. She sent in the National Guard. I just repaired a breach on my side of the 17th Street Canal that the Secretary didn't foresee, a 300-foot breach. I just completed it yesterday with convoys of National Guard and local parish workers and levee board people. It took us 2.5 days working 24/7. I just closed it. Right. I'm telling you, most importantly, I want to thank my public employees that have worked 24/7, that burn out, the doctors, the nurses. And I want to give you one last story, and I'll shut up and let you tell me whatever you want to tell me. The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in St. Bernard Nursing Home, and every day she called him and said, are you coming, son? Is somebody coming? And she said, yeah, Mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday. And she drowned Friday night. She drowned Friday night.
Mr. President,
nobody's coming to get us. Nobody's coming to get us. The Secretary has promised. Everybody's promised. They've had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences. For God's sakes, shut up and send us somebody.
All right.
Take a pause, Mr. President.
All right, folks. We're about to go to Carol Baker. But, again, let me calmly go over this. Just so everybody gets it square in the brain. Okay. The feds come in and take a dollar of our tax money, and on average they send about 30 cents back. That's the national average. It's even lower for emergency funds. There have been countless articles written about how, you know, 2 cents of every dollar for emergency management is actually spent on doctors and rescue people. The rest is guys with machine guns to point machine guns at you and put you in FEMA camps. And FEMA's main mission, only 8% of their total funds is for floods and emergency. 92%, and it's always been this way, is for continuity of government, for takeover of society. I've been to the FEMA drills. I've been to the Marine Corps drills. I've been to the Army drills. They don't train to bring you food and water. They train to line you up and break your families up and put you in camps. They train to frisk you. I mean, I've made 3 films on it. And so this is what they're geared up for. So a disaster comes, and they immediately say, we've taken control. They were there within hours, just like in all the other hurricanes. And then they blocked all the relief. They stopped everything. They told everybody, go there. Once the crowds got there, they evacuated, left them all there, knowing it would break down, knowing they'd have a good spot to go film the breakdown. And you got some looting and stuff. And the mainstream media, again, being willing accomplices, pointed cameras at just anybody out getting food and water 4 or 5 days after. Called them looters when most of them weren't looters. They were just scavengers. There were a few pockets. You know, even I got sucked in a little. Yeah, look at all them looters. Wait a minute. I went back and thought and looked at the tapes. It was masterfully done. Masterfully done. And then meanwhile, running around the state, cutting communications lines, not letting people get into help, doing this in other states to break it all down. And then this guy cries and begs, admitting FEMA's cutting lines and they've got to post armed guards, but we need to give FEMA total power, let them totally take over so they won't screw up like this. It's not a screw up. The bigger the war on terror gets, the worse the terror gets. The more funds they get, the more terror. The bigger the war on drugs gets, the more drugs. The bigger the, you know, the problems with national disasters, the more funding you give them, the worse they get. Why should they fix the levees? When they knew their own reports that it was going to flood. No, if we let this flood, then we can take over the whole society. We'll get 10 times the funding. You understand that, folks? But the big news here, the big news is that multiple counties, i.e. parishes, have armed sheriffs on the highways keeping FEMA out. They are the enemy. They're seeing who the enemy is, guarding infrastructure from FEMA, who is sabotaging. They sneak in. They don't even say they did it, but then they get caught doing it. They've got the reports coming in. And they sneak in and slash communications lines because they want that whole state to go down. Thank God some police stayed on the job. Thank God locals figured this out. It's like on 9/11. They planned to fly that fourth plane into the Capitol and get total martial law, the globalists did. But as soon as the general refused to follow orders and ordered the shoot down, and then shot it down, then they had to come up with the story of, oh, you know, the citizens took the plane over. Doesn't matter if the state police saw the plane fly up and shoot missiles at it. So, I mean, again, people are not following orders, and that's what's averting total breakdown. This is the, folks, I have a 1986 hearing where they talk about using hurricanes. I've got like hours of this testimony, and in America, Destroyed by Design, I just put about a minute of it where they talk about using natural disasters or other problems for martial law. But in the full text of those hearings, they talk about if there was a hurricane or something, we wouldn't do anything. In Miami was the example. Let it break down. Use that as martial law. Well, they've just done it again, folks. We've caught them red-handed. Can't get too angry today here, folks, but it's just it's so disgusting. Carol Baker, thanks for holding the last 12 minutes or so while I covered that. Good to have you on with us.
Thank you, Alex. But you're right on. And sadly, in this country, we have been so dumbed down as to our protected form of government that our founding fathers gave us to separate us from federal tyranny. The county sheriff being the most powerful elected official in our whole chain of government. And we're seeing some, thank God, there are some county sheriffs who realize that the federal government is not necessarily your friend. Sheriff Jeff Hingle, who is the sheriff of Plaquemines Parish down there, was one who stood them down and lined his deputies up across the road and would not allow FEMA into his
parish. We have Harry Lee, and then give folks the other sheriff's name again.
Jeff Hingle, H-I-N-G-L-E.
Jeff Hingle, and the town he's in.
It's Plaquemines Parish. This is the parish that goes out in the little finger of land east, south,
yes.
East of New Orleans.
We got Jeff Hingle, we got Harry Lee, and there's one other now coming in, and they caught them. Now. We just played the clip from Meet the Press where they're talking about separate instances there around New Orleans in the county, in the parish, where they, and folks, this is imagine FEMA cutting the police communication lines. I mean, we're catching them, Carol, openly sabotaging.
Yeah, it's criminal behavior, and I think because a lot of people don't understand what has happened to FEMA. FEMA was originally called FEPA under, you know, Kennedy put down, you know, you have to understand that these executive orders they've been laying down the plans and the groundwork for
breaking up families, literal slavery, making us all go to forced labor camps.
They have actually been laying this down, and that really goes to prove to you that there is no difference between the Democrat and Republican presidents. They must agree with the globalist elite that are putting this all in place to do certain things, just like Kennedy, and I can read you how this ties in with Agenda 21, and particularly what they're doing to the people in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Carol, I've got a military officer coming on who's blowing the whistle on some stuff. But I tell you what, why don't we just hold you over with him?
All right.
But go ahead and start getting into it for us.
All right. Anyway, FEMA was moved into under the NSA, which is the National Security Agency, which is the same agency that does your black ops and all that stuff, under Reagan in a presidential decision directive. That was directly, he moved FEMA out from under the congressional scrutiny into NASA, where, you know, they can send them to do whatever. And this morning I thought it was very interesting. I've been trying to monitor back and forth the CNN's reports and Fox News reports, and Senator Trent Lott apparently it was discovered that, and he already knew, that they had like 20,000 mobile homes up in Atlanta area. And he said, you know, why aren't we putting these down here? And he said, well, there's tape, red tape with FEMA. We have to have certain release forms signed and certain agreements signed.
Just stay there. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down.
Well, if you want to understand FEMA and the martial law system of total control, where the government tells you when to jump and how high, you need to get my new film, Martial Law. Yeah, we were seeing Martial Law, and my last film is Martial Law, and there's American Dictators. Ooh, the same theme. And before that, you know, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Matrix of Evil. These are all important videos. Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover. I mean, witness what they're setting up for you. Understand what's happening. Warn the people. These are not your friends. They will actually sabotage you in times of crisis. They will hold everything back. It's about total control to terrorize you into submission. The toll-free number to get my new film, Martial Law, or any of the videos, some big discounts we're offering right now, is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or Infowars.net or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or you can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, see all the films, my weekly TV reports, my book, so many other books, so much good stuff, PrisonPlanet.tv, and all of those purchases make this broadcast possible. Going back to Carol Baker, talk show host, researcher, great lady. I've got to get back up on the show more often, just so much information about FEMA dead on. So they go under the NSA, tied in with Space Command that's over all the military, which is NORTHCOM has run out of Space Command. They're in Colorado, Colorado Springs, and this is the shadow government now becoming the government, but it's got to have excuses to come out in the open and let us know that we're the slaves. Carol, please continue.
You've got to read, I mean, that old Latin phrase, order of chaos, order out of chaos. You create a Hegelian dialectic again. You create the crisis. The people scream. You give them a solution that they'll be happy with. But this is better than sitting on the balcony at the Superdome. But these people have lost their homes, their jobs. It will never be the same. It has been so destroyed. And I frankly believe they intend to go in and build those homes that could be otherwise saved. But anyway...
Well, that all goes into this new eminent domain thing for private interest.
Absolutely. But let me read these. In one, the executive order from Kennedy, these went into the Federal Registry on February the 16th of 1962.
And by the way, they've been reissued ever since.
They have been modified and adjusted. In other words, they're tweaking them.
Yeah, they're even worse than the 13,000 series. You're going to be reading from the 10,000 and 11,000s.
Right.
Go ahead and read.
So 10,995 is the takeover of the communications and media, which they've already done. 10,997 is the takeover of all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. 10,998 is the takeover of food resources and farms. 10,990 is of all the modes of transportation and control of highways and seaports. 11,000 provides for mobilization of civilians into work brigades under government supervision. 11001 provides for government takeover of health, education, welfare functions. 11002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons.
Now, again, all of this decades ago sounded horrible, but see, bathing us in this type of crisis, we're all being trained to accept it now.
Order of Kale. 11003 provides for the government takeover of airports and aircraft. And this one in particular, Alex, 11004, provides for the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, build new housing with public funds, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations for population.
So they had to flood the city to get that done. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.